All right, it is 7:42 here on WPHM. What did you do this weekend? Did you hit the slopes? There is a couple who did just that all over the state of Michigan. We're going to talk more about this a little later on this morning with Mickey McWilliams, who is the executive director of the Michigan Snow Sports Industries Association. This is absolutely incredible, and it still has to be verified by Guinness. But this couple from Michigan attempted to break the Guinness World Record for most ski areas skied in a 24-hour period. Previous record was 17, and that was in Japan. This couple attempted to break the record with 22 ski areas across the state of Michigan. They started in Harbor Springs at Nub's Knob Saturday at noon, then to the Highlands, Challenge Mountain in Walloon Hills, Boyne Mountain in Boyne City, Treetops Resort, and on and on and on the list goes. So they have been all over the state over a two-day period. You know, Michigan is tied with New York for the most ski areas in any state, so a perfect place to do something like this. So that's the story. We'll talk with Mickey McWilliams about that a little bit later on this morning. We have been from time to time checking in with Steve Fernandez, the owner of Country Style Marketplace in Fort Gratiot and soon to be in downtown Port Huron, about the progress of his downtown store. I know people have been driving by and peeking in the windows and looking, and it's really starting to look like a grocery store. Steve's on the line with us right now. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
Well, things are really starting to come together. This is kind of the point where you're about ready to cross the finish line, isn't it?
Yeah, it's within grasp or sight, if you will. We still have the main floor and the basement final inspections to get over the finish line so we can get our certificate of occupancy, but we're definitely vectoring in on it really quick now.
That's got to be so exciting. And, you know, when we talk about the delays that have occurred, I think everybody can relate, because anybody, whether they've done a home improvement project or they've been building something, they've run into the same kind of problems that you have.
It is unbelievable the challenge that everyday Americans are facing. I mean, literally, I can't even describe just some of the simplest, dumbest things are just becoming impossible to get, you know, get them in a timely manner, I guess. That's probably the biggest thing. It's just delays everywhere.
Well, do you have the confidence now to at least start talking about some dates when people can actually come in and shop downtown, or are we still not quite to the point where we want to pull the trigger on that yet?
Well, I believe the last time we talked, I said, let's circle a date in invisible ink in February. And, that proved to be a pretty good call, because pretty much February came and went. Today's the last day of February, and we did not open. There's only two minor things left to get completed this week so that we can get our inspection done. And we hope to God that we can open by as early as this Friday. So let me just, that's how quickly it's going to come upon us. We're ordering perishable food on Wednesday, depending on the outcome of our final inspection. So if I have to do a couple more major kind of repairs or improvements to the existing systems that we have in the building, then that's probably going to delay us a bit. But hopefully what we're doing today and tomorrow will prevent that from being an issue. So we'll see. I'll probably have to come back on the radio with you after Wednesday's inspection and let everybody know whether we're going to be able to open on Friday or not. But, I mean, as far as the grocery store goes, there's already a tremendous amount of product on the shelves, and there's several truckloads of stuff coming Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So it's exciting, but I'm also nervous, because I can't really order perishables until I know for sure as I can open the doors.
Yeah, just in hearing you describe it, Steve, I can only imagine how stressful it must be to open a new grocery store. There's a lot of moving parts here, aren't there?
Yeah, you know, you got to factor in the fresh fruit delivery, the meats that we'll be ordering, the dairy products and the frozen foods. That's all stuff that has a very limited shelf life, especially in the produce and the meat. So, and we're talking about humongous sums of money to bring in the initial orders. You know, it's kind of a Vegas style bet. You know, I'm not that kind of a gambler. I just can't bring myself to say let's drop $30,000 or $40,000 in perishable product and hope that you know, we make it through the inspection process unscathed. It hasn't been that way so far, and I don't anticipate things changing much. So I really got to be a little cautious in how we get through the final inspection process.
The other challenge, Steve, has got to be that this is a new store in a new location. And so whereas, you know, I think once you've been in a place for a while, you kind of know what the trends are, what, you know, you need to stock the shelves with, how many, you know, apples you go through in a week and things like that. This is a new store in a new spot. So while, yes, people are going to be shopping there, it'll be popular, you're not really sure yet what the buying habits are going to be of people downtown.
That is probably one of the greatest challenges. And so we do have a plan. We're only going to be open for the first 3 or 4 weeks from 11 in the morning till 6 in the evening, with the purpose of, you know, I'm going to have 70% new people, 75% entirely new staff. So it's going to take a few weeks to get them trained and get things moving in the right direction. Like we have, you know, we have everything figured out. Well, mostly everything figured out at the Fort Gratiot store. And we are bringing 9 people that have been in training for months and months and months. But we're bringing in, this week we're starting to bring in bigger groups of new people to start training for cashiers and for produce and for other parts of the store. So it's going to take a bit for us to kind of get on our feet. So the plan is to have limited hours for the first month. We're targeting April 2nd as an official grand opening day. So hopefully between now and then I'll get open and get some limited experience as to what's going on and what people really want the most.
How is downtown Country Style Marketplace going to be the same as the Fort Gratiot store, and how's it going to be different?
It will be different in some very unique ways. We will have a good mix of groceries and basic staples and items that everyday items that people want. We still have a more centric focus on made in Michigan products, and we're going to bring more made in Michigan products to bear than we ever have in the past. Some of the different things, the shopping carts that we have in the store, we're not going to let them leave the store because I don't want shopping carts all over Port Huron. And I'm sure the local residents and shop stores don't want them either. We're probably, the biggest change is we will have no plastic bags at this store downtown because I do not want to see them floating down the St. Clair River in the spring or summer. You know, so we're going to encourage people to bring their own bags, or we're going to provide paper bags, which is different than what we do at the North End. Probably another extremely different change is we're going to gradually bring hot food into the mix, prepared hot food that people can come grab and eat or take out. So it's going to take us a while to figure those things out. But basically, you know, that those are some of the more significant things that I can think of right now.
Well, people have certainly wanted a downtown grocery store for many, many, many years. And not just the people that live downtown, but the people that live near the downtown area. And a lot of us who work downtown, even if we you don't live downtown, we're here all day. You know, it's a nice place to be able to stop and grab, you know, those good quality items to take home.
Yeah, I think one of the cool things is it's just going to be a really, really nice place to walk around and shop. Very comfortable, very earthy, very down to earth. It's not a cold and septic or, you know, very clean and stainless steel kind of place. We're slowly going to start to decorate and add character and quality touches to it to make it you know, appealing. And the other thing too, Paul, just a really big thing, we will not be opening the basement until the grand opening, so the basement will be closed to the public. We're just not done. It's taken all of our strength and energy to get the main floor into ready to go. You know, everything's there, all the equipment's there. We're ready to stock the shelves. It's all brand new, beautiful equipment, but we have to be very methodical in what we do in the basement. So we haven't even attempted to do anything in the basement yet. It's just been so overwhelming to get the main floor ready.
Well, it's all coming together now, and it's been fascinating to watch this whole process from the sidelines. I know you've been living it day in, day out for not just months, but years. Congratulations as you get very, very close, maybe even by the end of this week, to opening the doors at Country Style Marketplace downtown.
That is a fact, Paul, and we feel blessed to be part of this community. We love it here. You know that. We've said that. We've expressed that numerous times. And we're really proud to be able to bring something this unique and special to our downtown Port Huron. So hopefully I'll be smiling or grinning from year to year by Wednesday afternoon, and maybe I'll get back on the radio with you on Thursday or let people know, hey, we still got a little few things to do, or we're gonna open the doors on Friday and just proceed.
We'll check in. Ahead. Yeah, we'll definitely check in later in the week and see how that all goes. Steve, thanks for your time this morning. Really appreciate it. We'll talk very soon.
Hey, thank you, Paul, and we appreciate your support, especially all your team at Radio First. We love having you guys help us.
Hey, all in it together. Take care, Steve.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye.